Glad to have you home.
Well, we're glad to have you back home, too, but that was quite a welcome, wasn't
it? It was a great welcome. You know, tragically, though, for those of us who were in that line back there, we couldn't hear a word you said.
Really?
Not a word.
What in the world?
That sound system was such, we could not hear you, the vice president or you, and I'm sorry we couldn't, but we couldn't, not one of us.
Well, you have to read it. It was a pretty good speech, actually.
Well, I'm sure it was, and we applauded.
You couldn't hear it?
We couldn't hear a word. We applauded.
I wonder what it was. The people in front heard, apparently, because...
The ones in front could hear you, yes.
Well, I'll be done.
But we just reacted when they did, but those of us who were, you know, all the cabinet were back in, none of us heard a word.
I'll be damned.
I'm sorry, but there wasn't anything we could do about it.
Oh, well, that's all right.
So I'm sorry.
I can repeat it at the cabinet meeting then. Fine. How you feeling?
I feel just great. We're just delighted you're back. And I must say, as I told you when you were kind enough to call on Sunday, that God, you just so completely dominated the news back here. It's just been unbelievable.
Well, actually, we had the real story. Can't be told because there's an important meeting I have to show up before my son. Sometimes they sit down and offer them a little their personalities. I'll cover a little of that at the end of my life. But, boy, it was cold steel all the way.
I'm sure that's right.
Cold steel because I was tough and they were tough.
I'm sure.
But that's the way it has to be, and that's the way we got the understanding. Okay, it was a real cold steel. You would love to hurt him. I'll have Henry fill you in because he can tell you a little better.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Welcome home.
Bye.